The beginning, the agreement was never understood by many people in Lesotho. It was a little bit of a foreign agreement. For example, you wouldn't expect in Lesotho to have patient queuing for services. Ever since the inception of TEPO, these things have been happening and Basotho have been patient. There are many other things that TEPO has done that are not appropriate. For instance, the composition of the board leaves a lot to be desired, and it flies against all corporate governance rules, where you have people who are supposed to report to the board being members as well of the board. Now, Tepong has been awarded to Netcare, the management wing of the company, yet a de facto manager is also on the board of Tepong. So, whatever the board members say or instruct him to do, he can easily refuse. And Netcare is doing well when the board is in disarray.
Minister, nurses at Sepong have been on strike over salary increment. Will they get their salary increment now? And what about their jobs?
Once we have gone through this bitter divorce, we are going to re-employ those nurses, re-engage them into the government service, if not at a new arrangement at Sepong. They will get their jobs back.
Who is going to be running Sepong Hospital now? The government?
Once we are over with the divorce, we'll run Sepong as government and temporarily. So, hoping that we could get another good operator. It's just that we got into a bad agreement, and we also were in bed with a company that has no regard and respect for sovereignty and the people of Lesotho.
What lessons, Mr. Minister, do you think Lesotho has learned from this experience in terms of who should be in charge of running a major health facility like Sepong?
What we have learned most from this experience is that we shouldn't take advice on face value. We were wrongly advised to enter into this. Now, today, those who advised us to have this agreement saying, no, you are on your own. They have abandoned us, and we have to learn to swim on our own. So it's a good learning experience for Africa. All our researchers, they have to come here and study what has happened.